Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. So glad you're here today. Thanks for joining me for these little Christmas trinkets. We are on number 10 today. We're going to do a total of 12. So this is our last week together doing our trinkets. And today is Tuesday. It is the 19th of December. And y'all, today our trinket title is Fair Weather Faith. I see us struggle sometimes. It's like the when we're squeezed and when we are put under pressure and when we are like kind of where we feel like we're in a bit of an emotional vice, that squeezing pushes things out of our mouth, out of our behavior that maybe we didn't know was in there. And it's very easy for us to fall into the natural responses or the natural behaviors of the world. So like, in other words, like if something happens that's out of the ordinary and we didn't expect that and we are challenged, sometimes it's easy for us to curse, right? Or it's easy for us to behave badly, kind of react badly instead of responding in grace and responding spiritually. I think that's a constant ongoing struggle for us as Christians. And that squeezing and that pressure is what pushes that out of us so we can be aware then that it's still in there. The Holy Spirit will immediately convict us, right? When we do that, we immediately know, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done that. But there's a difference between conviction, in other words, him bringing it to our attention and us correcting it versus him condemning us for it. And I think the fair weather part, kind of where that fits is we need to be paying really close attention to our responses in pressure cooker moments like that, because we want to make sure that our faith is not just superficial or surface deep. When our faith is really, really deeply rooted in God, then we start to notice less and less reaction and more response. So like, I think when our faith matures, as we mature, and we're always going to be maturing, right? As long as we're on this planet, none of us have arrived. But the more and more that we mature in Christ, the less susceptible we are to that fair weather faith, that sort of whichever way the wind's blowing today, that's our mood and that's our behavior and that's our reaction. But more of a deeply rooted in him kind of faith, we start to notice that our responses become a lot more measured, that maybe our first response rather than a freak out is to instead drop to our knees and get an immediate intimacy with him. And to lean on the people around us that are also walking out that strong, deep level faith. The other thing is to not gravitate toward people that would that are not deeply rooted in faith, and they might give us bad advice or they might justify our behavior and make us think that, oh, it's not so bad. We need people in our life that are going to bring that correction or bring those reminders to get in prayer, to drop to our knees. So I think by being squeezed, being under pressure, that pushes things out of us that we didn't realize were in there, that we didn't realize were still in there as we're maturing and growing. But then I think it also reminds us to surround ourselves with people that are walking that same intentional path of deeply trying to go deeper and deeper in God, so that then they can help us, they can lock arms with us, they can comfort us, they can remind us of scriptures, they can remind us to get into that intimacy with God. You know, it's so easy to justify bad behavior, to justify a bad reaction. You know, well, you don't know what it was like. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, you don't know how it feels. Well, the one who does know teaches us to come to him. I love Joyce Meyer when she used to say, go to the throne, not the phone, right? When things happen. So as we're walking out these last few days of 2023 and things are hitting us, things are blindsiding us, or things are just crippling us, pay attention to how you're responding, to how you're reacting. Are you responding or are you reacting? And who are you surrounding yourself with that can maybe help remind us to drop to our knees, to get into that intimacy with God, because that's where the healing is. That's where the comfort is. I have just got, I mean, y'all know I've been pretty honest with you. When I've been walking out this month, I've got so many friends that are walking out very, very, very painful seasons right now. And they, I can always tell the ones that are more mature in Christ because number one, their freak out or their pity parties don't last very long. Right? I'm still aspiring to that goal. But they immediately, it's like, yes, they go there for a minute. They allow themselves to grieve, all of that, but they don't wallow in it, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we're not wallowing in our pain. God wants us to get up and do something helpful. To be of service to others is one of the quickest ways out of the pain. Showing up, keeping our commitments as best we can as the Holy Spirit leads, and reaching out to other people to help ease their pain automatically helps to ease ours. But I think that right now we've got to really watch our responses because it gives us an indicator of how mature we are becoming in our own faith walk. I don't want to be a fair weather faith person. I want to be deeply deep. I want my roots running so deep into the ground that I've got a solid foundation so that then I can help bring other people in and I can be, a source of refuge for other people to come to. And that's, I think, the ultimate purpose God has for us is to spread his love and his scriptures, his promises, his ways of dealing with the world that we live in. Like, I think bringing people under that care of his branches. Like he says, he's the vine, right? And we're the branches. As we branch out and we're rooted in that vine, we're rooted in that strong, strong word of God. Then we can be those branches that we can help shield and shelter other people and bring them into that fold, bring them into that place of refuge and help them find that calm and that peace and that maturity, help them tap into those roots that should run so deep in our own lives. So anyway, I hope that makes sense. I don't plan these things before I come on. I just let the Holy Spirit speak, and that's what came out today. So let me pray with you. Father God, I ask you today to please help us to be mindful of what's coming out of our mouth and what's showing up in our behavior when we are pushed or squeezed or put under pressure. Lord, help us to be deeply rooted in you and to be mature in our faith, Lord, that we're not just bouncing all over the place when things happen, and that, Lord, we can see the work that you're doing in us manifesting in our lives, Lord, and that other people can see it so that we can be an inspiration to other people, that we don't have to be bounced around by the winds of this world, that, Lord, we have a steady and secure rock solid foundation in you. Help us to get that on the inside, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. It's our honor to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hope that blesses you today. I'll see you tomorrow and Thursday for our final two trinkets this week. Have a wonderful day and lady up. Yeah.